Everyone doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Please. Page 65, month of 30. Hanna Devahu Sammavat. Hanna Devahu Sammavat. Iti Sushma Dhiranam. Dinasta Dikatakshire. Anna Devahu Sammavad. Anna Devahu Sammavad. Iti Sushma Dhiranam. Dinasta Dikatakshire. Chant again independently. Isha Upanishad is Veda, part of the Yajur Veda. So, here it is said, Hiranmayana Patrina Sattasta Apahitam Smukham. Just like the sun, there is, in the sun planet, there is a predominating deity, whose name is Divasa. You get it. This information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Divasa on Manave Praha. So in every planet, there is a predominating deity. Just like in your, this planet, if not deity, somebody, like president, there is formerly, there was one, only one king on this planet. Up to Maharaj Parikshit, one king was, there was only one flag ruling over this whole planet. Similarly, in every planet, there is a predominating deity. So here it is said that the supreme predominating deity is Krishna. In the spiritual, on the topmost planet in the spiritual star. This is material star. In the material sky, this is one of the universes. There are millions and trillions of universes. And within this universe, there are millions and trillions of planets. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Jagadanna, jagadanna means universe. Anda, just like egg, this whole universe. So, koti, koti means hundreds and thousands. So, in the Brahma Jyoti, there are hundreds and thousands of these universes, and within this universe, there are hundreds and thousands of planets. Similarly, in the spiritual sky also, there are hundreds and thousands, unlimited number of Vaikunthas, planets. Each Vaikuntha planet is predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, except in the Krishna planet, all other Vaikuntha planets are predominated by Narayan. And each Narayan has got different names. Some of which we know. There is Desi, Hatha, Padumna, Nidhidha, Sankarsan. We have got 24 names only. But there are many as. Advaita asthiti anadi ananta rupam. So these planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti effulgence. So here it is prayed that Hiranmaya Patrena Sattasa Apahitam. Apahitam means covered. Just like you cannot see the sun glow on account of this dazzling sunshine. Similarly, the Krishna planet, here you have the picture, from the Krishna planet the effulgence is coming out. So, one has to penetrate this effulgence that is being prayed here. Hiranmayana Patrena Sattasa, the real absolute truth. Krishna, his planet is covered by the Brahma effulgence. So the devotee is praying, kindly move it, wind it, so that I can see you here. So Brahma Jyoti, the Maharaj philosopher, they do not know that beyond Brahma Jyoti there is anything. Yes, the basic evidence. That the Brahma Jyoti is just like golden effulgence. Hiranmayana Parthe. This is covering the real face of the Supreme Lord. Tang tat tang pusanna pabrimu. So, you are sustainer, you are maintainer. Kindly uncover so that we can see you and actually your face. The idea is that Krishna planet and Vaikuntha planets, they are beyond this Brahma impulsion, and those who are devotees, they are permitted to enter into these spiritual planets. Those who are not devotees, simply jnanis or divans, the jnanis and divans, they are offered the same place. The jnanis, arjya kṛtsena param padam tataha, they practice severe austerities, penances, to enter into the Brahma targets. But the demons, simply by becoming enemy of Krishna, they immediately get justice. The demons who are killed by Krishna, they are immediately transferred to this Brahma targets. So, just imagine, the place which is given to the enemies of Krishna, is that very formidable thing? Suppose if somebody comes, he is my enemy, I give him some place. And somebody, my intimate friend, I give him some other place. Similarly, this Brahma effulgence is not at all covetous. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati taught, he had composed a verse that Brahma kaivallam narakaya. Kaivallam means Brahma impulsions, simply spiritual life. So kaivallam narakaya. He says that these Brahma impulsions is just like hell. For a devotee, this Brahma, the jnanis who are trying to merge into the Brahma impulsions, for the devotee, it is treated as hell. Kaivallam narakayate, tidasa purakasa pushpayate. And tidasa pura means the planets of the demigods within this material world. People are very much anxious to go into the heavenly planet. That is called Tridasapura-ak. Tridasapura, the residential quarters of the demigods. And for a devotee, it is understood as willow the wish. Akasapuspar. And Vidyanta Kala Satva Patali Pratkhata Daskar. And the yogis, they are trying to control the senses, which are considered as dharamana serpents, the senses. That's a fact. So, the bhakta says that we are not afraid of the senses. Why? Because we have extracted the poison teeth. The senses has got a poison seed. As soon as you indulge in sense gratification, immediately you become degraded. Immediately. So it is just like a benevolent serpent. As soon as touches you, little biting, finish your life. It is like that. Duddhanta kala sattva patali indriya. But these benevolent snaps, as if their poison teeth is taken away, then it may be fearful for the boys and children. But if an elderly person knows that his poison teeth has been taken away. Nobody is afraid of it. So this Krishna consciousness means that we take away the poison teeth of the senses. So that in Krishna conscious person can allow personal gratification, this poison teeth is broken. So therefore, they are not gliding down to the hellish condition. So in this way, either the karmis or the jnanis or the yogis, they are always, they are every one of them trying to live, and above them is the devotees. So devotees' place is the highest. Because by devotion only, you can understand what is God. Bhaktyama Vijana. See, Krishna says, does not say that by karma one can understand it. He does not say that by jnana one can understand it. He does not say that by yoga one can understand. He clearly says, Bhaktyama Vijana. See, simply by devotional sense, one can understand. Javan Jasyami Tata, knowing him as he is, that is what. So, except devotional service, there is no possibility of understanding the absolute truth. Any other process means it's covered, just like this. You understand the sun planet from here. You are seeing the sun planet, that's the fact. But that does not mean you know what is actually the sun planet. Because you have no access to approach that. You must speculate. That's all. Speculation means the blind man seeing the elephant. Somebody thought, oh, it is just like a pillar. Yes. Big, big legs. Somebody understood the trunk. Somebody understood the ear elephant. There is a story. There's some blind man studying the elephant. So they are giving different conclusions. Somebody the elephant is just like a pillar. Somebody the elephant is just like big boat. Somebody. But actually, what is elephant? If you have no eyes to see, then you can't go on speculating. And therefore it is here said that Pusam Apabrunu. Please uncover the covers. Then I can see. So that seeing power is the bhaktas, the devotees. Because Krishna certifies. Bhaktyamama Vijana. Srimanyana Srita Bhakti Vilochaneva. Santas Sadaiva Vijaya Subhila. Those who have developed love of Godhead by that ointment, prema ointment. Just like sometimes in India it is very, they have got some, what is it called? Surma? Anjan Surma, yes. If you apply that surma, your sight becomes bright immediately. So if you smear your eyes with love of God, then you will see God always. Santa Sadaiva Vijayasubhila. So devotion, so this is the way of understanding God. By service, by enhancing love. This love can be increased only by service. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Sevan Mukhehi Jivhadu. The more you increase your service spirit, the more you increase your dormant love of God. And as soon as you are in the perfectional state of love of God, you see God always, every moment, 24 hours a day. Thank you.